So let's say you're planning a cruise in 2024. Do you are you in the cannabis culture? Whether smoking or maybe even the gummy things, I don't know. Joining us now, because you could get kicked off the boat. We got to find out about this. Jerry, the J-Man Joiner, always a good time, and joining us right now. Hey, Jerry, how you doing?
Mike, if I was doing any better, I'd need a twin brother.
I don't think any of us want that. All right, okay. Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. All right, so the cruise industry has not embraced the cannabis culture. Now, you can get alcohol you want on the cruise, can't you?
Yeah, getting high on the high seas only involves their alcohol you buy from them. Whether it's all-inclusive and you pay for it or you buy it as you go along, they don't mind you drinking. They even have cruise ships with cigar bars and pipe bars and vaping in their casinos, but no marijuana.
So is this come down to a money thing? Because they can make money. You got to buy their booze, but they don't have they weren't ready for and not prepared to sell cannabis on board. That comes down to money, doesn't it?
Well, you know, you would think that with so many states, we've got 40 states that you can legally get a prescription for a gummy to help you with pain, to help you to sleep. And so that creates a little bit of a quagmire. Many of these ports have dispensaries near where you where you take off on the ship from. So it's confusing to people. And my suggestion is don't take any gummies, don't take any pot, because it could ruin your vacation. And they're going to kick you off. That lady got banned for life because she had CBD gummies, which doesn't even get you high, Mike.
That's what I wanted to ask you about, because I know people who do CBD oils and stuff as part of their health regimen, right? And my own mother-in-law, it was fantastic toward the end of her life. It really, really played a big role. But I think you got to be careful where you get it from and all of that junk. But you're telling me you get kicked off a cruise ship? Well, this lady did for CBD.
For CBD, she was also a practicing a nurse and a chiropractor. She was a medical practitioner, and these CBD gummies, again, there's nothing in there that makes someone get high. The cruise lines, virtually all of them, say marijuana is illegal on a federal level, and therefore that is their reason. Mike, I find it interesting. None of these ships are flagged in America. They don't pay American taxes, yet they use the American laws.
That was my question, because I don't know if there's that many cruise ships that fly American flags. There's a lot, it seems like a lot of British ones and stuff like that. But they're following our laws. Is there blowback on this, so to speak? I mean, are they tied up in court with lawsuits on this?
You know, 70%. Yes, there are lawsuits that are starting to happen for this. A lot of these ships are registered in Panama, which recognizes CBD.
Okay.
So our laws are a quagmire. You know, states, 24 states now allow, Ohio recently came on board as being adult use legal. So I think the cruise lines are going to need to take a look at this. You know, they have cruises for our gay friends. They've got cruises for clothing optional. They just don't have any weed cruises, and I think they could sell them out.
I think they would, and I'm, as you know, I don't imbibe at all, but I get it. They're going to change this. They're just lagging behind is all. It's got to be.
And again, the medicinal aspects of a tincture or a gummy that's not or a cream. My 85-year-old mother rubs a THC cream on her foot that we smuggled down from Colorado because it's illegal. But she gets relief on her foot. She doesn't get high from that. I think they ought to embrace that. That's my opinion, and it's helping people with their health. But now a bunch of people blowing this smoke to cloud off the balconies, I don't think that's right. I don't think they should do that and disrupt other people's, you know, vacation.
But they have a way to do it with cigars. I hate cigar smoke. They have a way
to do it myself.
But you know what I mean?
I get higher than I do on weed, Mike.
Oh. All right. And what bugs me is what I just, this would be just so funny, is a cruise to Jamaica where you can't have pot. But so this lady, I don't think we've mentioned this, this woman who got kicked off for the CBD gummies, they banned her for life on Carnival cruises. She can never take another one. That they're going to overturn that. They will. I know they will.
They're considering refunding part of her money, it seemed like, also. I think that they were maybe using that to make a point because it has become so popular, 70% of Americans thinking that it should be legal. So maybe they're trying to make a statement to scare people from doing this where they'll buy more of their booze. Maybe that's their play.
I guess. I don't know. I mean, I could go for, let's just say they banned booze. I could go for a week without a drink, but I don't know. Could you go a week? I know, J-Man, it's a daily thing for you. Could you go a week?
I can, and I have often. You know, I've been on one cruise in my life. We went on a cruise for our honeymoon, but I've often tried to make my vacations around places that it would be not frowned upon. And now we've got so many states that they've got, Mike, cannabis vacations where you can go to a resort. They've got hotels in Colorado and Arizona and Massachusetts that it's very friendly there, but it's designed for people that want to do that. So why doesn't the cruise ship think about that? That's my thought.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the cruise lines and the cruise industry is going to take a serious look at this. This has got to be in the works coming up in the new year and that. I think we're going to see those things, and I think we're going to see Jerry J-Man Joyner putting together a cannabis cruise, and you'll have your followers taking over the boat. I can see that happening, J-Man. The J-Man cruise.
Well, you know, we lost Jimmy Buffett recently,
and one of his last songs
was, my gummy just kicked in. And he wrote that with Paul McCartney's wife. Great story. So that generation, you know, where we think drugs, sex, and rock and roll, these people are wanting gummies for their health, their wellness, to be able to sleep, not as much to get high.
You know what's funny is I grew up in the 60s. I remember, I mean, I was a little kid then, so I wasn't, you know, older, but I remember people saying things like, what's going to happen when all the hippies grow up and take over? I think we're seeing it. I think we're seeing it. All right, J-Man. We'll have to redo the Love Boat theme to have like the pot boat or something, maybe.
There you go. You know, there's day cruises out of Boston now. There's a three-hour cruise. You can go in the harbor, and they'll let you smoke, bring your own pot, bring your own gummies, or they'll sell it to you on that boat. I just read an article about that.
Oh, that's funny. J-Man, we got to cut you loose, man. I know you're a busy dude, Sickle. Have a great, if I don't talk to you before Christmas, Merry Christmas.
Same to you, Mike. Thanks.
All right. See you, buddy.
We're expecting you.
The pot boat. No, the pot boat. There you go. J-Man. 1320 WI. I'll ask Mike Austin back in just a minute. Come on, sing along.
This is something for